Turn around, Michael. Every now and then I fall apart. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the Two Dumb Yinzer Show. Guys, this is episode 531. This is Tuesday morning. Derpy is not in the house. Derpy is in the board today. I haven't checked if he's on there yet, but I know he will be there. Derpy is fighting a bad case of diarrhea. He's got projectile vomiting. And I even hear this that sometimes when people get so backed up, when they have stomach issues, and I'm imagining this is what's going on with Derpy, because I'm a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
It what happens is sometimes when people get so backed up, when they have a stomach issue and they can't shit, they literally throw up the feces right out of their mouth, Mike.
I was reading that the other day.
This is a real thing. And I begin to wonder, have we just been throwing up shit our whole lives and nobody's told us this? Because why does this not sound like anything that I've ever been familiar with in my life? And if I was, I'm pretty sure I would have made a point to talk about it or. But Derpy, he has a bad stomach issue, he has terrible diarrhea, I guess. Projectile vomiting. And as I said, I'm kind of suspicious, Mike. I think that's what's going on. Derpy is in fact throwing up his own shit because he's having such bad stomach issues that he can't possibly get it all to come out one end. So he literally is throwing up shit as we speak. But
You
he
know
is going
what?
to be on the board. He'll be on the board with us today.
I think that is exactly what is happening. I was going to say, I heard he also had scabies as well on top of all these other medical conditions that are going on,
And jock itch.
and jock itch and fleas. He
Yeah.
didn't go out and get his flea shot. Hopefully everything comes up derpy
Derpy has
today.
fleas.
Hopefully things turn around for the poor kid.
Yeah.
I thought I was sick earlier in the year. Really bad. I think Derpy's taking the cake here. I feel bad for him.
Yeah. He's shitting. He's throwing up. He has herpes, fleas, jock
He
itch,
just can't.
ringworm, tetter. Psoriasis.
Ringworm. Man, he's having a rough one. But you know
Yeah.
what? He's a trooper. At least he's here commenting.
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't see him tr I don't see him
I haven't
commenting
seen him
yet.
yet. I haven't seen him yet. He probably like heard us and he was like, no, I'm out.
Yeah. Plus, I had a bunch of stuff. I had to get on him today about some things. About I won't get into it now, but so we had an eclipse yesterday.
Yes, we
A
did.
once in a lifetime. I mean, come on. Some people's lifetimes don't even stretch that long, guys. A lot of people aren't going to see one of these again, let's face it.
No. Unless you start bouncing around the world.
Right. My beef with it is this. Yes, I have a beef with the eclipse. Was it just me, or did they really, 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 really press this warning shit too much for these glasses and the because I listen, I was out there much against my will. I was so much rather ready to go nap at the time. It was my mid-afternoon siesta time, but I go out there and I listen, Mike, these glasses, you're naturally you don't look at the sun. You don't want to. Your eyes are naturally made to turn away, close whenever the sun. If you are that stupid to stare into the sun to where it damages your eyes to where you're blind, maybe you deserve it.
If you
Because
if you're if
again,
you're
you're naturally you're made, your eyes are made to want to be away, want to repel from that bright of light. And if you're going to stare into that sun to the point where it damages your eyes, maybe good for you.
Yeah, like I can understand, reminding children, hey guys, don't look at it, don't look at it. But if you're an adult and you look at directly at the sun during a solar eclipse, that's on you. That is a
Hey.
you thing. You should know not to stare at this big, bright thing that burns your retinas. That's on you.
And even kids, I made an observation that even when kids look up, for one, they didn't really care as much because you know what? If they're, I mean, they're kids. But for two, they looked away because you can't stare at the sun. You just can't. Unless you're on acid and you're just staring at it, there's literally no way that this should have been a problem. I think they went a little bit overboard with the warning on this. I mean, I tried to stare at the sun to see what kind of you know what I mean? Literally, I just you can't do it. You're not made to look into that sun.
No,
You're not
you can't.
made to you know.
No. I just found it funny. Like when my kid was out there yesterday, he had his glasses on and he was like this, holding the glasses on like this. I'm seeing the moon. Like, sure you are, bud. Sure you are. But yeah,
So
like for adults and stuff, yeah, you should know better.
it was an absolute snooze fest, I gotta say. I
I
was not.
enjoyed it. I laid out in the lounge chair and just kept my glasses on. So kids were playing around and I took advantage. I just lounged. It was great. Worked on my tan. I got some sun.
I was thinking about selling these glasses to Derpy. You know,
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe Durfee went out after
and
we were
stared into
talking
the
about it.
sun and
He
turned to
stared
salt.
into the sun. Maybe he's blind in one eye now.
I believe it.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Durfee is now blind in one eye.
But I see that, he hasn't commented. He's supposed to be on the board. I don't know what his problem is.
I
Maybe
don't see him on here. I'm hoping he is okay.
he again, maybe it's the diarrhea. I don't know what his
I'm
problem
going
is.
with the he can't see the type.
So
He can't see.
we'll take bets, but you're going to say that he can't see
I'm saying
because
he can't see.
of
He
the
looked up.
eclipse.
He looked up into the sun. He stared at it directly for a good 20 seconds.
I'm going to say it's the projectile diarrhea and vomiting that has him down and out. But we'll find out. We'll find
We'll
out
find
and
out.
and yeah. So good morning, everybody.
Morning. We'll find out. Derby has some incurable disease now.
I know. Like Bucks and Pucks yesterday.
Yeah.
Every time these two teams play, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Pittsburgh Penguins, it seems to have good things happen a lot of the time so far
Yeah.
since the season started for the Pirates, and where this can happen, where both of these two teams could play on the same day. They have both been victorious. Let's start on the diamond.
Yes.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, they play the Detroit Tigers. Guys, these are the teams that are coming into town now that, you know what, let's test and see what kind of team we have here, because the Washington Nationals and the Florida Marlins wasn't exactly the top of the cream of the crop here. So we finally get the Detroit Tigers, we get the Baltimore Orioles, and by winning yesterday, Mike, 7-4 over the Tigers, that guarantees us now we have not able to lose four straight series to start the
Yes.
season. We finish up with a two-game set today at 12:35 here in about an hour is the first pitch. Pirates win yesterday 7-4 over the Tigers. They are now 9-2 for the first time since 1992,
Yeah.
when Jim Leland and Barry Bonds and that great team was here. The Tigers dropped to 6-4. The Pirates are two games ahead in the division over the Brewers, two and a half over the Reds. Let me put it to you this way. Big Stacks Brian Reynolds, Mike, he hit his 100th home run
Yeah.
yesterday. I was unaware that Brian Big Stacks Reynolds was close to hitting his 100th home run.
Me
Maybe,
too.
just maybe I might give him some slack now, Mike. Cut him
You're
some
still the highest
slack.
paid player on the team. You're still gonna get the brunt of the criticism. But no, that I was not aware of that either. I did not realize he had that many home runs in his career. And when I saw it, I was like, no way, surprised, but also happy for him.
Absolutely. Hey, good morning, P on the board. Always great to see you, my friend.
Whoa, whoa,
I used to hang with a woman who, looking back on it, wondered special force husband to murder me and hide my body.
whoa. What the
Yeah.
hell is going
Wow.
on over there, B?
Man, did this all go down in Japan? P, was this?
Thank God for that man's maturity,
Yeah.
right? Oh, my Lord.
Wow. I don't even know
Wow.
where to. I don't know where to go off of that. I really
Neither do
don't.
I.
I
That
went from
is,
the
that's
Pirates
like,
being the victorious to a crime
To peace,
scene, and
survive in a murder for hire.
yeah.
He was almost a Dateline special.
Well, I'm glad that you survived those times,
Yeah.
P. I wouldn't want to see anything bad happen to you. In this game yesterday, guys, I think I don't
I'm
know.
shook.
I am too. All the way from Japan, P is causing waves.
Oh, it was down in North Carolina. Well, okay, that explains it. Down in North Carolina.
All right.
That
Well,
makes more sense.
that I understand.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Pirates, Mike, Brian Reynolds, it's 100th home run. He on the day has two hits. Okay, not, on top of this, his home run was 412 feet. That's right, another 412 in the mix. 412 feet. He has two hits on the day. His 100th jack. Jack Sawinski has two hits on the day. Kutch has two hits on the day. Connor Joe, two hits and two ribbies on the day. Jared Triolo, two hits, two ribbies on the day. And finally, Mike Bart, our new catcher from San Francisco, he has two ribbies on the day.
Yeah, I saw it. He's playing well. He's up to like what, batting over 300, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We have a catcher controversy.
we do, we
You know,
do.
what are you going to do?
I you still run out Henry Davis. Let him figure out what's going on in the majors.
And this makes
He
such
he's your
this makes
best overall
such a
player.
big deal as far as depth, because now that you have Bart behind the plate, on the days that he pay, you have another option, because now Henry
Yeah.
Davis could also play outfield and he could also play first base, which deepens those positions,
Yeah.
because not only you have Tellez and Connor Joe first, now you have an option for Henry Davis, and then that outfield is getting so full. We have ample stars in the outfield, ample talent in the outfield. That if you put him back out there, you know, at any point, that just makes the outfit a bit stronger. Out, and I was looking, the depth on his team is actually really, really good.
Yeah.
Even third base, where Key Brian Hayes, you have Jared Triolo, who could also play third base. Second base, Triolo plays. You could also have Connor Joe. I might, Mike, if you look at every position on this team, there's depth. It's nice. And guess what? On top of a pitching rotation that's pitched good through these first 11 games, we still hope to see Paul Skeens this year.
Yeah, Skeens, Priester, this Bucko team. I'm hesitant to jump on, to lead the
Right.
bandwagon. I'm on the
Right.
bandwagon. I am a Bucko fan,
I don't mean being, I don't mind being a fan
but
when they're good. I
yeah,
don't
they're
mind
good.
being.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be positive about, and there's a lot to like look forward to like, okay, hey, if someone gets hurt, we have a guy that can jump in and fill in for a little bit. Where it's not like an oh my God, where what are we going to do? Sky's falling. I still think like you don't want to lose Brian Hayes. You don't want to lose O'Neal Cruz. I think you can, Reynolds can go down for a little bit. You may be able to recover, but not too much. But
As I
it's
said,
looking
them
a lot
creating
better than
this
it
depth,
was
Mike.
beginning of the year in
The
spring training. I thought, my God, if we lose someone, we're screwed. Now it's like guys are
depth that they
playing
have,
well.
Mike, I think that we would, you know, and you, again, you don't want to lose an O'Neal Cruz for the season. I mean,
No,
that's
I'm
devastating no
not
matter
talking,
which way
for,
you
but you
slice
know
it.
how in baseball is a guy can go down for like
But
a
you
month.
down, you know, we've created depth on this team to where, you
Yeah.
know, we could afford to lose a guy every now and then. Again,
Yeah.
not for a long period of time, but yeah, you know, that's anybody.
Or like when you see someone out of the lineup just for the day, you're not going, oh God, this is the
Right.
forfeit roster. You're just like, oh, okay. We have a legit shot.
I do want to say Paguero, who's down in the minors right now. You know, Paguero had a really good season up with the Pirates last year. In his last two games, Mike Paguero is 7 for 8, 2 runs, 2 doubles, and 5 RBIs. So
Ooh.
even our guys in the minors
Yeah.
looking good, and you know, that's always a good sign. So
Yeah. And it's a good sign too. Like, if these guys are playing well and we need a new arm, we need a new bat, player for player swap, something like that. These guys add value in the trade market as well to improve the team for the now too. So that's encouraging as well.
on top of Paul Skeens' last two starts, 6 innings pitched, give up 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 11 strikeouts.
Not bad.
So, not bad for a rookie.
Not bad for a rookie. Not bad, it's not, nice arm to have in there for when things get real and we need that, that pitcher to
Yeah.
come up.
Maybe
Hopefully
the playoff
sooner,
run.
the playoff run after he'll come up, pitch a game or two and be shut down for the year.
P says the man made us breakfast and got me a ride home. He knew she was nuts. You know what? You're lucky you're not
Because
dead.
she had murder on her mind.
Wow. You're
Jesus.
lucky you're not dead, P. He
Like,
made you breakfast and drove you home. Come on. You're on borrowed time.
Like Pete, you need to write a book.
I would read Pete's book.
I would read Pete's book. I think it would be an exciting read.
Provided Mike can learn how to read, he would read my he'd read the book as well.
I'm sure there would be pictures in there.
Brian, good morning as well. Thoughts on number two overall pick, Bart? I love Bart. Bart's done nothing but good since he's been here.
Yeah.
He's only been here a few games, but as I said the other just yesterday, he had two RBIs. The other day, he had a home run on his first at bat. And don't get me wrong, I'm a Henry Davis guy through and through. But when he struggles, you have that guy now.
Yeah.
Send delay once he gets healthy, send him back down. He seems to be best in Triple A. Of course, Rodriguez is out for the season. Grandel, you know what? I don't even know what to think about him. But if you
Yeah.
have Bart and you have Henry Davis, I mean, Grandel really falls by the wayside.
Yeah.
But I love this Bart pickup because here's a couple of things. He was the number two pick overall. He was supposed to be. Why do I never
Buster
remember the
Posey.
guy? Buster
Buster
Posey.
Posey.
I never remember that name. I don't. It's such an easy
I
name.
don't
I see
either now that, but now that I have to because you
Posey.
can, that's all I can think of. It's Buster frickin'
So
Posey.
Buster, I mean, he was supposed to be the guy that takes over for Buster Posey.
Yeah.
So let's just say this guy, and a few years older in life, maybe a
Wiser.
little time to reflect. I didn't exactly accomplish what I was supposed to accomplish. Maybe he comes here under new scenery,
Yeah.
and has that career that he was supposed to have in San Francisco, which would be fantastic. And again, I don't think this is a bad thing for the Henry Davis situation because
No.
now Henry Davis, you create so much depth on this team, which was already starting to gain depth. You have three people that could play first base now. You had Henry Davis to a list of outfielders who are all playing good at the moment. I can't really think of any outfielder on this team that isn't playing well. Even Oliveras, who isn't playing every day, he's when he does he, when he plays, he hits well. He plays well. Your main three, Jack, Big Stacks, and Taylor, that's your outfield. Add Henry Davis, Andrew McCutchen.
I just don't want to see Henry Davis lose time behind the plate because that rapport that he's already developed with the pitching staff, I don't want to see that go away.
I don't like when he sits on his foot. He does that thing behind the plate
Yeah.
sometimes
Yeah,
where
he'll
he
sit
sits
on
on
his.
it like Tony Pena used to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that because when the ball gets away, it takes you extra longer to get
Yep.
up and get it. And I seen
Yeah.
that happen the other day with him, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's Bart, man. He can be here. He's been around the block a little bit. Yeah, be that mentor, help, point those little things out to him. Hey, I've done this for a while up here. Maybe not do that. So that's an could be another good side effect of having Bart here. But like you said, man, he's playing better than he has ever here in Pittsburgh. So hopefully that changes scenery in the wake up call of, hey, you may have been number two overall. That doesn't mean you're going to be a star right away. So and it takes certain guys a while, to figure things out.
So
So
there you go, guys.
hopefully he figures it out here.
Absolutely. Pirates win 7-4. They improve to 9-2. They get a chance to improve to 10-2 today. Be the first team to hit the double digits. Because them and the Yankees are the only two teams that have 9-2 records, and we do play the very first game of the day. So, providing we finish it up and win the game, we could be the only team in the league with 10 wins by this afternoon.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought the Battle and Buccaneers would be the best team in baseball?
Yeah. Now, you know what? They're on pace to be better than they were last year because you figure they win today. Let's say they win today and they go 10-2.
Yeah.
Double that up, they'll be 20-4. Last year, they were 20-8. So, again, the Pirates win. They're 9-2. Brian Reynolds hits his 100th home run of his career. 412 feet it goes, along with two hits. Sawinski, Kutch, Connor Joe, Triolo, all two hits. Bart, two RBIs. Keller pitches his first impressive game. He got in
Yeah, he had
trouble
a hell of a
early.
game.
He got in trouble early, but you know what? He got back at it. He got nine strikeouts in this game.
Yep.
Pirates
What,
finish
five
up.
hits, only two earned runs? That's not bad.
Yep. And the Pirates finish up today versus the Tigers at 12:35. They'll be off tomorrow. Then they'll be off to Philadelphia for a four-game series, which I like. I like a four-game series against Philadelphia. This team stinks over there.
Yeah, let's get the 4-game sweep. What's up, the brooms, baby?
That'd be great. Again, this is the first time the Pirates have been 9-2 to start all the way back since 1992, which is a Jim Leland coached.
Yeah, we're not
Barry
going to talk about how
Bonds.
that season ended, but you know.
Barry Bonds,
Jay
the whole
Bell.
team. Bobby Bonilla. I mean, that team was great.
Andy Van Slyke, Spanky.
I mean, outside of Pittsburgh, people probably don't remember them names, but you know,
No.
like Bonds and Bonilla,
Yeah.
even
But
Drabek.
I forgot about that drawback. Chico Lynn, baby.
See, we remember Chico, we remember
Remember
Bell, we
Chico?
remember Jeff
Yeah.
King, but I think people out of Pittsburgh probably don't remember them
No,
guys.
there's, you know, Bonds and Bonilla.
So there you have it. Jim Leland did come out the other day, threw out
Yep.
the first pitch. It was cool to see. I always liked Coach Leland, and he's still a Pittsburgh guy, so
Yeah.
good for him.
Yeah. Leland was old back then. Like,
Yeah.
how is he still alive now?
Especially the way he was smoking them cigarettes in the
Which,
dugout.
my God, he's hitting those darts every 30 fucking seconds.
I wouldn't have guessed 30 years from that point that
No. Like, when they said he was pitching or throwing out that opening pitch, it's like, I thought he died 5 years ago. Like, I'm not even joking. I swear he died.
pieces. Baseball is so easy to be bad at. To be good, you have to be a patient athlete. Ain't that the truth? And when you're a kid, the last thing you are is patient. And I
Yeah.
remember I was just
Try
I
playing
think,
baseball video games. Talk about patience.
yeah. And sometimes you like think back, you reminisce a little bit, and you think, wow, if I knew what I knew now,
Oh, yeah.
I would like to play, Mighty Mites or Little League. I still don't want to play. I don't want to go back
No.
and play baseball. I still wouldn't be good at Little League if I went
Yeah.
back right now.
Yeah. See, I never played Little League baseball. My brothers played baseball. I was like, I just never had it in me to go want to go play baseball. But
See, I
I
mean,
avoided that.
I don't know, and I always found it weird, like especially until you got to the point where you were older and you're playing against other schools. You're playing against kids that you go to school. I mean, there's kids I didn't like. There's kids that didn't like
Yeah.
me.
Yeah.
You might have
You're
said
opposite
something.
them. Yeah.
You might have said, yeah. You might have said something that pissed them off 3 years ago, like in second grade. Now all they want to do is whack you in the head with the ball. You know
Yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
I just didn't
Yeah. And they
trust. I
can,
don't trust. I have no trust in
yeah.
people.
See, they can pitch it and assault you, and it's like, oh, it's an accident. You
All
can't run up there
right.
with the bat and beat them with it. Which,
Right.
if I'm commissioner for baseball for a day, you rule. You plunk someone intentionally or unintentionally, they get to throw the bat at you.
Well, that's weird.
No. If, oh, he pipped my home, he hit a home run off me and admired it, so I'm going to throw it at his head. Well, guess what? He can throw the bat at your head. Fair is fair.
I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I have nothing against throwing bats at people's heads, but come on. This is the pros.
No. There could be fighting in hockey, there could be bat throwing in baseball. Fair is fair. Swung for the fences every time.
I
That was
did
terrible.
too, Pete, but
That's the way to play
I just never hit
Little
the
League.
ball.
Oh, yeah. See the
For
ball,
one,
hit the ball.
I was on the all the way in the back of the batter's box. You know what I mean? Everything that I did came back to me getting hit in the face with the ball. You know what I mean? I stood way in the back of the batter's box. I stood back in the batter's box. The whole entire thing was about me not getting hit. It was
Not
terrible. And
taking balls to
again,
the face.
not taking balls to the face. But again, as I said, if I would go back right now, I don't think that I would have improved or be in any better
Yeah.
position because I still don't want these kids whacking me in the face with the ball.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't
Yeah.
trust people. Come on.
Now, would you have been a better football player?
Yeah, because you're padded. Well, here's the thing about baseball. I played catcher and I was fine. If I'm
Yeah.
protected, I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's all up here. You put me in a batter's box with my face exposed.
No, you can't hurt the money maker.
Well, that shit, it hurts. I mean, you got hit, if you get hit in the nose before, but by anything that
Yeah.
I'll bet it
Yeah,
hurts to,
F that.
Mike, let's skate over to the ice. Pittsburgh Penguins back in it last night. They were quite on a roll. They were 6-0-2
Yeah.
coming into the game last night. Mike, this team plays the Toronto Maple Leafs. They lose in overtime. They gain a point. They now sit at 36-30-12. The Maple Leafs come in, and the Maple Leafs aren't a bad team, 45-23-9. O'Connor scores a goal. Rakell scores a goal, which is his 200th of his career. On the assist board, Malkin gets an assist. Joseph and Crosby all get assists. Mike, four games remaining. Home against Detroit, home against
Yeah.
Boston, home against Nashville, and then away at the Islanders. Does this team still have a chance?
They have a chance. God. They were lucky to get that loser point. That helped. So, right now we're tied with what the Red Wings, but they do, you know how all all along people were saying, don't worry, the Penguins have a game in hand, a game in
Yeah.
hand. Now the guys we are chasing and that are right behind us have a game in hand on us. You
Right.
know, the Red Wings, they have played one less game, so have the Capitals. And you know, we're tied with Detroit and 1 point above the Caps. And I think those two will play tonight, if I'm remembering correctly. I could be wrong. I know those two have a matchup coming up. They play tonight. So, like, who do we want to win? Do we want Detroit to win, or do we want Caps to win? Because we got to more or less win out the rest of the way. It's going to be tough. Because some of the teams that, you know, every team that we play is in the playoffs, in the playoff hunts. It's going to be a tough one. But I think this team can pull it out. They should have won last night. You know, Crosby had a skate issue to where he couldn't start the overtime. But why do you start Lars Eller? Why not start Malkin?
Yeah.
You know, if you have your second best player out there, if you can't have your first best.
Malkin going into last night's game was 6 goals in his last 7 games.
Yeah, and he
Yeah,
was
how
a
do you...
man on a mission last night too. He was flying around. So
Mike
I didn't understand that, but it's gonna be tight. It's gonna be tight.
this Michael Bunting, this Michael Bunting in 16 games played, he had 5 goals, 8 assists, 13 points. Yeah,
Yeah.
the guys are playing a lot better right
Yeah,
now, Mike.
they are.
For a team that couldn't figure it out,
Yeah.
string 2 wins together, they're finding ways to win these hockey games. Again, as you said, they get the loser point from
Yeah.
an overtime loss to Toronto, 36, 30, and 12. Mike, 4 games left. I mean, this is what it comes down to. This is where we were last year
Yeah.
when we were down to those last couple of games and we needed a little help. I mean, now we got to do what we got to do. You just got to go out there and win hockey games.
Yeah.
And it's the playoffs. And I remember the same conversation last year. The playoffs have already started for the
Yeah.
Penguins, and it's no different this year. The Penguins have already, in fact, started for the playoffs. You keep winning, you keep going on.
Yeah. And they're playing a whole hell of a lot better down the stretch than they did last year. You know, it might be an understatement, but the road ahead is much harder. You know, they don't have the bottom feeders to play right now. They're playing everyone who is just God.
Right.
They're all in the playoffs or in the hunt too. So you're going to get everyone's A game from here on out. And it's going to be tough. Like you said, every game's a playoff game, but I was out on this team a while ago. Now I'm back in. I think they pull it up. I think they go on four
Yeah, they
game win
won all them
streak here.
games in a row. How could you not? It's like, they're beating all the good teams. P on the board says Crosby has being a 45 years old and is an issue. Yeah, I mean, but you know what? If he wasn't as productive as he is this year, I mean, he's having an all-star season, no two ways about it. Maybe one of his better seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's so my complaints aren't necessarily with Crosby. My complaints are generally against Malkin, but again, he scored 6 goals in the last 7 games. I guess at this point, if you have to pick who you have issues with, but right now they're playing good. Talk to me in about a week after they miss the playoffs, and then I'll tell you all about who's terrible.
But like the thing is, it's just the same things that are plaguing them: overtime and the power play.
Yeah.
That they something that this team should be good at with the
They just
amount
can't
of
fix this
players that they
power
have.
play. They
You
just
have
can't
like
fix.
so many Hall of Famers on this team. You can't figure out the power play. I don't understand it.
Next game is Thursday at 7 o'clock for the Pittsburgh Penguins. They have the Detroit Red Wings coming to town. Again, 3 home games left. Detroit, Boston, and Nashville. And then they go up to Long Island to play the Islanders. That game's on the road. Mike, I mean, you could certainly have harder games on your schedule. I
Yeah.
kind of like what they have going, and let's see if they could do this.
Yeah. I think they're gonna pull it out. I'm calling it 4-game win streak, baby.
All
So that
right.
means they're probably gonna go and get their ass whipped next
As we all seen last night, we had the
week.
NCAA National Championship. And it was between the UConn Huskies, the number 1 seed, and the Purdue Boilermakers, who was the number 1 seed. And as everybody knows, I was a big favorite of the UConn Huskies, and I didn't think there was a chance that
Yeah, right.
Purdue was going to win. I've been UConn since the beginning. But the Huskies finish up their season 37-3. Purdue finishes up 34-5. UConn wins the game 75-60. They won back to back, Mike. The UConn Huskies back to back.
They what now tied with Duke, or no, they have more national championships than Duke. if I read what I read correctly.
I don't recall, but
I'm gonna look that up real quick here. I thought I
Eddie
saw.
over for Purdue, he led the way in scoring 37 points. I thought that he played terrible from what I saw. He could have certainly played better, but you gotta admit that UConn team was really freaking talented.
Oh yeah, and
Oh my
their
God.
whole goal that I read, it was like, we're gonna let him score as many points as he wants. We're not letting anyone else,
Yeah.
we're gonna hold their total below like 25, 30 points.
So there you have it, guys. Your UConn Huskies. The UConn Huskies are the national champions to go along with the South Carolina Gamecocks in women's hoops, who finished their season undefeated the night before. Guys, March Madness is officially over in April. Basketball and the college level is done for now. We have the Pirates, we have the Penguins, a few other things going on here. And I also Mike John Calipari. John
Oh,
Calipari,
yeah.
the former Kentucky coach from right here in Moon Township up the highway. He is right now, I think he's in the middle of signing a 5-year deal with
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Yeah, he's going to Arkansas. Apparently, he had it in his contract where he can talk to other schools. And he
So,
did. And he's going up to Arkansas, which, God, they haven't made it out of the first round and how, or the first two rounds in
yeah, I
how
mean,
long down there.
this
So,
isn't even a basketball school. How's Coach John Calipari going to Arkansas? You know,
So it's gonna be interesting to see him.
he's such a prominent college basketball name, and to go to a
Yeah,
school
and
that,
go to
you know,
school
that,
like Arkansas.
you know.
That's wild. But apparently, like or Kentucky wanted, or Kansas, my God, wherever he came from, my God,
What
I'm
the
so
fuck are
confused.
you talking about?
Yeah, well, they wanted to, hey, you got to start
It's
using the transfer
Kentucky.
portal. You can't just go get your one high, two or three high schoolers, have them do the one and done and go, because a lot of these teams have guys that have been there for 3, 4 years now. They're going up against seasoned vets. You got to change the way you do the things. And he was like, "Nah, I'm going to take my talents elsewhere." So it's interesting to see how he's going to do up there. See if he
Yeah,
can
I
get
mean,
it.
come on, as you said,
How many is are five
Arkansas isn't
stars?
necessarily that successful in hoops.
Yeah,
So,
are
you
all
know, if they
these
do
fives?
anything.
Yeah, are these five stars going to want to go there?
So there you go, guys. John Calipari heading off to Arkansas.
Sorry, peace comment. You don't mess with the people from the Balkans.
The women's guys, I do want to touch on something here. Get this. This is a quote from Deanna Taurasi. Now, think about it for a second. How long has it been since Deanna Taurasi played?
Oh my, in
Yeah,
college,
Rebecca Lobo. I mean,
yeah.
it was before the WNBA. It was as the WNBA was forming, because I think that was the first class. It was the Rebecca Lobo, Taurasi, Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops, that
Yeah,
whole
she's
group.
still playing somehow. I don't
Is
know
she
how.
still playing?
She's still playing.
Dude,
She's still in the
please,
WNBA. Yeah.
please let me read what I have, Mike. Quote: She says this is directed at my girl Caitlin Clark. All right. She says, quote, "You look superhuman playing against some 18-year-olds, but you're going to come to play with some grown women that have been playing professional basketball for a long time," end quote, Deanna Taurasi. Well, for one, Deanna Taurasi, you've been playing for a long time because you're a fucking 100. Two, she's not playing 18-year-olds. She's playing the best girls at the college level.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen that all the way up until that South Carolina game. She's been successful against the top girls at the college level. And for three, why is everyone ganging up on this chick just because she was successful? To be
Right.
honest, she did this one time 2 years ago, lost, had somebody else do it back to her.
Yeah.
Okay. What has she done so much since that everyone hates her? I think that
All
this league is, I
she
think the
does is score.
WNBA is
Yeah.
scared of her. I
Yeah.
think that's the only thing I can
Yeah.
come up with, Mike.
Because she's being talked about more than they were. She's actually bringing in the ratings, and they didn't. And that's the issue
You
right
look
there.
superhuman playing against 18-year-olds, but you're going to come to play with some girl. She scored more points in the college ranks than any player in this
Yeah.
country has ever scored in college.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous
I
jealous.
don't get it. Yeah. It reminds me of like when like people like the Cavaliers players were all LeBron's not going to be able to do anything coming in as a high school kid, scores 25 in his opener. Kobe had a great rookie year. Go to hockey. Crosby had a great rookie year as an 18-year-old. McDavid, same thing. Like you can be 18. Those were coming out of like high school. She's coming out of 4 years of college. Okay, she's going to be You can't teach her rage, okay? I don't care who you are. She's gonna light them up in the WNBA. There's gonna be a little transition. There always is when you go from one league to the next, but no,
You know, the thing
she can
about her,
pass, she can shoot.
she could do all those things. And
Yeah.
I was, and you know what? The team around her, granted, they
Was
were
not
good,
good.
but
They
they
weren't
weren't
good.
the, come on, look at the girls that they were playing against. I mean, these
Yeah.
girls have, they're athletes. A lot of, you know,
Yeah.
South Carolina's, the LSU's, the, I mean, these are very
Yeah, you
athletic chicks.
like
Those
UConn
girls that were
yeah.
surrounding Caitlin Clark weren't exactly the most
No.
athletic girls you see in college hoops.
No, like re God, like UConn, they're gonna have three or f like their entire starting five, wouldn't surprise me, goes to the WNBA. South Carolina, how many of those girls are gonna go to the Denver? A lot. LSU, they're gonna have people go. Caitlin Clark should be the only one from Iowa, probably. Maybe one other goes to actually to the
See,
next level.
I know Derpy hates Caitlin
Yeah.
Clark.
It's because, it's that he Derby's into that Big Ten thing. You can't root for anyone from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I
I can
like
remember when Diana looked smashable, Dangable. Yeah, you're old, Pete.
and I just I can't fathom. I mean,
I
unless
don't
that's
get
what
it.
it is, they're just jealous of this chick
It is, yeah,
because
because,
she's, in my opinion, she's likable.
yeah,
I
like
think
she,
she comes
yeah.
off as a hardworking player. I think she comes off as a likable player.
Yeah.
I again, with the exception of going outside of her box and doing this the ring thing one time last year, which she lost. Okay, she got
Yeah,
that back,
she
but they,
lost, got it
you
back, and
know.
it ate,
And what did she
took
do?
it.
She came back this year and took the team, and took the team all the way back to the championship.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I don't know. I again,
My
again, I don't know what it looks like.
first.
I don't know what it is with these girls, these Deanna Taurasi,
It's
and
all
it's
the
all
old
of them.
heads. It's all,
It's all these old heads that,
yeah,
you know,
because the
as P
ones,
said, I mean, come on, she's been in the league for 30 years now.
yeah.
She has no more eyebrows. Give it
Yeah.
up.
Yeah, because like her and Angel Reese, yeah, they talk shit on the court, but they support each other. Her and Paige Becker have been, compared to each other, and they support each other. They say good things about them. It's the ones who are already in the league
When
now that they
she's
talk really
better than
shit.
Paige Becker, and you know
Yeah.
what? As far as the position she's played, she's better than Angel Reese. She's not a
Yeah.
big man. Angel Reese is a big man. These are
Yeah.
two. I, the, this
Yeah, but
girl.
like it's like all the ones that are in college now, they're all supporting each other. It's like the older generation is just shitting on the
And
younger ones. Like,
nobody has
oh,
scored more points than her in college ever than Caitlin Clark did.
yeah. She looks like Jokic. She plays is shit. She plays as well as Jokic does. She's gonna dominate that league. But yeah,
Gabby
I just don't
Marshall,
get it.
Brian on the board says Gabby Marshall. She's hot, man. I like Gabby Marshall, number 24. Yeah, your first lesbian
I like
girlfriend.
that first lesbian girlfriend.
Yeah.
First. How many more lesbian girlfriends are there, Pete?
Right. So tickets for
He
the
kept trying.
resell tickets for the Iowa game, $2,300 average
Whew.
was the price of tickets to go watch that basketball game between Iowa and South Carolina.
Insane.
Double the amount of the guys' tickets that were being resold, you know,
Yeah.
reselling on
Yeah.
guys' tickets.
So let's shit on the Golden Goose coming into our league.
Yeah, because that's all the WNBA needs is more,
Yeah.
you know, come on.
Yeah. Like, my God.
I see this being really good. And you know what? There was a in the paper, remember we were talking about we can't afford, wait, not we can't afford,
Yeah.
we just don't have the size for an NBA team.
Yeah.
But it also asked in that article, would you be okay with a WNBA team? I would be okay with a WNBA team.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'd go to WNBA games.
Yeah.
I really bought into this. And then if guess what? If Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever come to Pittsburgh, you know what? Guess what? A lot of people's going to go to that game.
Yeah, I'd go and watch
And I think Pittsburgh could
it.
afford a WNBA team.
Yeah.
It isn't like the NBA. I mean, it's, you know,
Yeah. So
everything's
I'm gonna,
obviously,
yeah. It's not gonna be
you
cost
know,
prohibitive.
right. And
You
I think
would be
that's
able
what
to
it comes.
be able to take the family out to that event.
You know, and it's you know, the entertainment dollars in Pittsburgh, due to, you know, you equal out the population, the amount of
Yeah.
money people make on average. The NBA is not affordable in Pittsburgh, but the
No.
WNBA is. I don't
Yeah.
think that it would last long term because I think people would
No.
lose interest
Yeah.
eventually, like they do in everything else that isn't the Steelers, basically. But I would go. I would dig it. I would follow, and I would be supportive of the WNBA if they did come here to Pittsburgh. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, like you said the other day, off air, give them black and gold colors and
Yes,
yeah.
make it Pittsburgh,
Mm-hmm.
and you know, but they won't. They don't do enough for the WNBA, I don't think.
No.
It stinks, and they don't care. They just, you know, keep running with what they have.
Because you have like all these old heads that don't want to embrace that next generation coming up that's going to take your sport to even higher levels than you did.
Yeah, right.
Like Kareem said, why would I be mad about someone breaking my record? I won, he won. It's good for everyone.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Riverhounds, Mike, still yet to land in the win column. They finish up the game Saturday against the Tampa Bay Rowdies with a 0-0 finish.
So,
Is this a problem, Mike? Is this a problem for the
yes,
Riverhounds?
yeah, because
Because in general, not just for the team and the sport, but for the being a team in Pittsburgh that isn't the Steelers, that isn't the Penguins, and for the mat that matter, that isn't the Pirates. Now you have a team that everyone was jumping on board. They won a lot of games last year. They won a lot of big games. They won games against teams they weren't supposed to. They went into the playoffs, did well. The team decided to triple the size of the stadium, add three times as many seats as they have, add roof bars, all these things like this. Mike, has this now become a problem that this team isn't successful now?
Yeah, because last year they were really good last year. They're 19 wins, 5 losses, 10 ties, and now they're not even in the win column. That's a major sign of concern because, you know, that after 20 years, man, they were finally, you know, my God, in the last 5 years, they were finally making that huge impact,
And
at
I don't
least
think a lot
for
of
their
people even
level of
realized why
soccer.
they were going, besides it was a Pittsburgh team that was winning games at their sport.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? If
Yeah,
I would have went to
it's
a Riverhounds game last year, which I would have very well would have,
yeah, because
it wouldn't have
they
been
were
because I was a
rolling.
big soccer fan.
It was because they were rocking and rolling, you
Yeah.
know, bringing in the new fans, and now they're doing, you know, like you said, they're triple the size of the stadium, adding all this new stuff, and they're not winning. And Pittsburgh, we love winners, you know.
Yeah.
We're kind of front runners if you're not the Steelers, so you have to win it to keep everyone's attention, and that's going to be a sign. That's a sign for concern, but.
Speaking of winners and sign for concern, I still haven't heard from Derpy on the board yet.
No.
Derpy being sick, said that he was going to be on the board today, but
No, I
I
don't see
still
him
haven't seen
anywhere.
him.
I haven't seen him. You
I do
know.
have to give him some shit on some things. I'll
Maybe
get
he
him.
had maybe he has the mange. I'm worried about him.
Along with all those other things, tetter
With all the
going
other
on.
ailments going on, you know, or throw the mange on there. Poor guy.
UFL games this week, Mike. I'm sorry, the Riverhounds now play at home on Saturday against Rhode Island at 7:30. So get down to Highmark Stadium, watch the guys play, and try to cheer them on to their first victory of the season. The UFL week three this week, Mike, on Saturday, the DC Defenders, they will be playing the Arlington Renegades. That game's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then the Memphis Showboats versus the Birmingham Stallions are the 7 o'clock game Saturday. And then also the Houston, the Roughnecks, they play Michigan, the Michigan Panthers on Sunday at 12 o'clock. And then the last game is the St. Louis Battlehawks versus the San Antonio Brahmas, who are undefeated. Now that Hines Ward's gone, they're doing
Yeah, right.
excellent.
They're winning again.
And that game's at 3 o'clock. So this is week three, Mike. The UFL is well underway. You miss your football, you still have a little over 2 weeks to the NFL draft. You got UFL, you have some football. You know what? And it's enjoyable too. I could actually sit down and enjoy this UFL. Guys, week three, it's underway. So go check it out. But Mike, little over
Beer
2 weeks.
snake. Beer snake.
Little over 2 weeks, Mike,
Yes.
the NFL draft. I could feel it. I could feel, I could taste it.
I'm starting to get nervous that we're going to do something stupid in the draft.
Well, let me give you this. Jackson Powers Johnson has been the most selected player picked at 20 by the Steelers in the general consensus in these mock drafts, Mike, with a 24.6%. He's picked more than anybody in the league in the college to be drafted by the Steelers at 20, 24.6%. But here we go. 2 weeks, 2 days, the NFL draft's here. I do know that Nate Wiggins, the cornerback, has been in town visiting the Steelers. He came last week. Of course, MJ Devonshire from Aliquippa. Even Luke McCaffrey from Rice, Christian McCaffrey's little brother, he's been here. A lot of guys coming and going. Mike, I don't th can they really mess up the first round pick?
They can. They
You
can.
think
Like
that?
it, the chance, it, the percentage of them messing up is a lot smaller now that Kevin Colbert's not in charge. But if Colbert was in charge, you'd be getting someone like Graham Barton, the guy who played everywhere on the line, was not really a set position. Maybe we get him and make him the center. That's what makes me worried, that they might fall back into that trap. Oh, this guy can play everywhere on the line. He'd be a great guy to have. And you find out he can't play center that well outside of like the 4 or 5 games that he played his freshman year. That's what's worrying me. Or they go receiver round one because they realize, oh my God, we really have no one opposite George, so let's go trade up to get one of these top receivers. And then, okay, what about your line? And that's I'm starting to get nervous about that. Like the same old Steelers, we're gonna outthink ourselves instead of just sitting where you're at. Let players fall to you, because you first round, you can take a corner that late, you can take a tackle that late, you can get a center that late, and you need all three of those positions to where whoever you're going to get, there's a lot of talent there. You should be able to get a starter at 20 out of any of those positions.
Oh,
So
absolutely.
you don't need to do anything stupid by moving up. So I that but oh, that's what I'm worried about, because they have these extra picks in the third round. Are they going to try and package one of those up to move up? I wouldn't be opposed to it if they use one of the thirds to move up in the first round. Don't touch that second round pick, so you can potentially get two starters back to back.
I'm excited. My 2 weeks, 2 days, the
I am.
NFL draft. We will be hitting it harder starting next week, in the nice build up. From that point on to the draft, very, very exciting time. We can't wait. This is a big, big part of our season. We love the draft, Mike, the
I love
NFL
it.
draft.
I get all nervous that it comes in here, and I'm all excited for it. When it's over, then I'm all depressed.
Russell Wilson is being reported. Russell Wilson is being a great teammate. Great teammate. His personality is great. There's been no issues. He's been holding these practices. As Kenny did last year, he took the guys. That they're going and they're working. So, so far so good. Mike, granted, I mean, there's a lot of season left. You still got all off season, preseason, regular season. But as of right now, the Russell Wilson we keep hearing about from the Denver people in Seattle, I don't see it. He's been a pleasing teammate, quoted by one of the players saying,
He's turning over a new leaf, realized this might be it for me.
A more mature Russell Wilson.
More mature Russell Wilson at, 15 years into the league. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Giving last year Russ on this team, I'll take it. You give
Right.
me a carbon copy of what he did last year and this
Don't
year,
know.
I'll be
I've seen
happy.
they use some of the Kenny playbook down there because, as I said, at one point I was watching a Denver game and I recall they just kept doing the short pass, and I kept thinking, oh, this is because he's old, he can't do it anymore. And then it got to the second half in the fourth quarter where he needed to gun it around, and he started gunning it around.
He can still hit the deep ball.
So I don't know what that was all about. I don't know. But again, he has a big smile on his face every time I see him. People in town love him. There's no reason for people to not like him. He, again, is being a good teammate. And you know what? I'll take it.
Damon
Let me go try
Solani
to
was the
catch
dog.
up. Let me try to catch up on the board a little bit. Playing with the Penguins on PlayStation in the 90s. Oh, psh, the Penguins, dude, with remember Jagr and Lemieux on the
And
games in the
Ron
90s?
Francis, put them
It
all in
was
one line. You're
the NHL 94, NHL 95, NHL. And all you had to do is skate down back around behind the goalie, come around the other side and shoot real fast, and then you score every time. And I believe me, I did that for like every game for the years that I played. It was just nonstop cheat code. Used Anaheim. Finish flash and okay, we're unstoppable. KO was out 20 games this season.
Paul Curry was a beast. That garage league, though, man, they just abused him. Rob, like that boneheaded Neanderthal hockey. Beat up the stars, let the goons shine.
See, that's what I like. I like
I
to beat
see.
up the stars.
No, let the stars shine. I'm let the goons beat up each other.
No, gotta beat up the stars.
You gotta beat up the stars so no one watches.
Well, Pete, there's a whole population of people that loves the fights. I mean, that's why I was in there for
Oh
so
no, yeah,
long.
but you have the goons fight the goons. Let the stars do what
No,
they
they
do.
beat the shit out of the stars because the
No.
stars can't fight.
No, that's stupid. Well,
No.
and the game was fun, but in real life, no.
Yeah.
I would always try to make all the
I'd
stars
always beat the
bleed.
shit out of the stars.
Would make Gretzky bleed.
Stephon Diggs, Mike, Jimmy Ward $100,000 for his number one jersey now that he's a Houston Texan. He wanted to wear number one, which was being ocupado by Jimmy Ward. Stephon Diggs paid him $100,000.
I wish I had that kind of money.
I wish you did too.
Like, go up to like where I work. Hey, I want that shirt. Here's 100K
Yeah. $100,000.
to wear
Shit,
number
if I was
one.
Jimmy Ward, I would have took it in a heartbeat.
Right? I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, Jimmy Ward's agent probably like, you should have negotiated for more, asshole.
Like these cleats, man?
Right? You want my locker? So if we're handing out cash, writing checks, what else do you want?
Mike, WrestleMania took place over the weekend. I'm not going to get into WrestleMania because it's fixed, but
Rigged.
I will talk
Hashtag
about it briefly.
rigged.
Roman Reigns did lose,
Yeah.
and anybody that's paid any attention to WWE over the past couple of years, you'll know that Roman Reigns has been the champion for like 3 years. Been a long time. I don't know how long it
Yeah.
was, but Mike, they did have Roman Reigns lose. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
The Rock was there, of course. He wrestled The
Jump.
Undertaker. The
Yep.
Undertaker showed up. So, you know what? If you're a
John
WrestleMania
Cena
guy,
showed up.
then you know what? It was a good WrestleMania. It's a
It
whole
was.
2 day event. It
Yeah.
lasts a whole weekend. It's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And again, even though it is fixed and scripted, I still do pay attention. It's
Yeah.
something you've done since you were a little kid, and
Yep.
I you know it's wrestling. I'll check it out.
Like I said yesterday, it's a spectacle.
It's
You
a
know,
spectacle.
it is
It's a
like a big
show.
top entertainment. It has stuff for everyone. And you know, it's in mindless entertainment for, 3 to 6, 3 hours. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I like when
And
people
they tie that together with interesting storylines and
Oh, you know
it's
what's scripted?
entertaining.
Yeah, so's the movie I'm watching.
You're
Doesn't
right.
take
And I
my
like movies.
enjoyment
Well, I
away
don't
from
like
it.
movies, but yeah, I get the
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Mike, why don't you go and tell everybody about the website, man?
The2dumbyenders.com. Over there, we got our merch store. We got our blog. We got Ryan and I social links all over there at the2dumbyenders. Check it out. I'm thinking about doing something different with the blog.
All right.
You know how like all my stuff is like real analytical? I'm thinking about just doing like whatever pops into my head in the sports world. I'm just gonna start typing on
All right.
Mike's random deranged thoughts about sports.
Go check it out, everybody.
Yes.
www.the2dumbyenzers.com. That's www.the2dumbyenzers.com.
That might be the medicine, old medicine talking, but I'm thinking about trying it out.
Question of the day. Question of the day is going to be a national championship question. Of course, most of us were watching the game last night, got to watch Purdue, got to watch UConn win the back-to-back championships. Question of the day is going to be a national championship question related to what happened last night. So, everybody on the board, Mike, Derpy, if you're
Ready?
out there,
Derby.
question of the day is this: who was the last team that's not UConn to win back-to-back NCAA national championship titles in basketball? I'm sorry. Who was the last team not UConn to win back-to-back basketball championships on the college level? Take a moment to think this over. We are live. We're live 5 days a week, every day, same time right here, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day. The show that we do brand new live every day, we take and we upload over on Spotify and podcast form at 8 o'clock p.m. Say you missed a show, or maybe you just rather listen to the show. Maybe you can't, you're in the car. You're at the gym taking a walk, even taking whatever you're doing. You can put your earbuds in. You could always listen to the show over on Spotify. Check it out. All right. The question of the day is this: who was the last team, not UConn, to win back-to-back NCAA basketball titles? Ryan on the board says Florida, and before that, Duke. Mike, who was the last team not named UConn to win back-to-back NCAA basketball championships?
Leaning towards Duke or North Carolina. I'm going to go with Duke.
Duke, is that your final answer?
Final answer.
All right, Mike's chosen Duke. He's locked into place. Brian on the board got Florida. Before that, Duke. All right, here we go, guys. Here's the question of the day. Who was the last team, not UConn, to win back-to-back NCAA basketball championships. It was 06-07, led by a man that went to the Bulls, Joakim Noah.
Yep.
The Florida Gators. Florida Gators were the last team to go back-to-back. I believe Tim Tebow was doing some pretty good stuff right around that time for the football team as well, maybe shortly thereafter. But Florida was a big thing there for a while.
The
Gators were.
Yeah.
But that is the answer, guys. They were the last team to go back-to-back in the NCAA, and that was a really, really good team. Joakim Noah was a beast, I do recall. And, yes, I believe Brian is correct. I think Duke was the last team, which would have been taking them back into the 90s, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see what Pete got going on here. I worked at a restaurant. Restaurants in a military town. Your 25-year-old wife got your gut smashed by a W. Pete, what kind of girls are you messing with, man? You got to get the hell out of Japan.
Oh, that
back
is all
to the
down
States.
In, this had to been down in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Florida.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe stay in Japan then.
Yeah. Japan might be working out better.
Yeah, American women are terrible. Mike, what else?
I don't know.
What do you got before we take off for today, man?
I'm worried about Derby. I'm still worried about Derby, man. I don't know where he is. He's out there lost.
Derby might text me 360,000 times between, you know, today and tomorrow.
And he, yeah.
And then now, like, when he's, you know, he's like, I'll be on the board. Where's he at? Where's
yeah,
Derby?
Yeah, we're all worried about him. Like, I'm legit worried. I'm shoot worried, to borrow a phrase from wrestling. I'm worried about you, Derby.
My thing is this,
I'm
Mike.
lost.
For the day, Jagger bushes. Jagger
Yes.
bushes. Commonly referred to in the Pennsylvania, in the Western Pennsylvania
Yes.
area, the Jagger Bush.
Yes.
You're from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from anywhere else, you know what I'm talking about, but you probably don't know what I'm talking about. The Jagger Bush inspired the invention of Velcro in 1955.
No way.
There you have it, guys. The Jagger Bush inspired the invention of Velcro.
I can see it.
1955.
I can feel it.
Oh, them Jaggers.
Oh,
remember
they,
the ball would go in the Jagger Bush when you're playing ball, and you'd go get it, and you come back, and you look like the Tasmanian devil got a hold of you. Your arms were all tore up.
It's like my backyard, dude, man. Like, when it overgrows, like, from the hillside up, and I forget to work on it for a couple weeks, it's just Jagger bushes. You're down there. You're just cut up, because why wear long sleeves and, you know, long pants? When it's summer, you're working out in your shorts and your t-shirt, you're just all cut up from the Jagger bushes. They stick in you. They
Yeah.
burn them all.
Well, there was the Jagger bushes, and then there was them ones that were like the little puff balls.
The puff ball is the one that give you, like,
see,
the little hitchhikers.
I think those are the ones that inspired the
Velcro. So Jagger
bushes
are the ones that have.
Were Jaggers.
Yeah, they got
they have fucking
they're
thorns.
Thorn bushes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a Jagger bush to me.
That's
I don't know
a Jagger bush,
that,
yeah. But... Yeah, the ones that have, like, that little puff ball that sticks to you, that's, oh, those don't hurt. They
yeah,
just stick to your
to,
clothes.
Take forever to pay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what they
yeah,
say is the
we
Jagger
call those
bush.
Hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers.
Yeah.
Mike, anything else, man, before we get ready
I'm
to
not,
roll for today?
Nothing. I got not, I literally got nothing. I have nothing else to talk about, which kind of sucks. No?
Well, we do want to thank everybody
I'm
for
dying.
Checking us out. We appreciate each and every one of you, as always. We wouldn't do it without you. Everybody on the board, always
yes.
Keeping it interesting. Thank you as well.
I want another eclipse.
You know what? I'm done with eclipse. I hope I never see one for the rest of my life. I'm
You're
glad.
Not, I want another eclipse.
I'm
I want
glad
a lunar eclipse now.
That, you know, that this won't happen ever again in my lifetime. Thank God.
Oh, you're no fun.
The hype was, come on with this eclipse. But anyway, guys, you know, thank you. We do want to say thanks
yes.
to everybody. Little rundown on the day. Pirates back in action. They start here in about 10 minutes. They throw out the first pitch. Penguins, they play Detroit. They need to win these. They need to win these
they need
games,
to win.
Guys. They got Detroit tomorrow. They are in the playoffs. You win, you go. If you lose, you don't. Comes down to that. Their playoffs
easy
basically
as that.
Started. The
winning.
NCAA basketball March Madness season is officially over as UConn wrapped up their back-to-back title last night with 75-60 victory over Purdue. The Hounds, they're back at it this weekend. UFL back at it this weekend. Steelers got the draft in 2 weeks and 2 days.
I can't wait. I took I was smart, man, this year. Took Friday off from work. I can actually watch a draft.
There you go. Derpy, there's Derpy's a mystery. I still got to get on him. Don't let me forget to get on him tomorrow.
He's probably like all dehydrated, shriveling up as his bodily fluids are coming out of every orifice.
But again, everybody, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It was great hanging out with you. Have a great day, everybody. Stay safe. P, you stay away from them women, man. I don't know what to tell you. Until I can get over there and figure these things out, you stay away from them.
P, we're start writing the book.
Yeah. But for Mike and the Two Dumb Yinzers, Steeler Central Mobile Studio, for myself, everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No.